All right, when it comes to all the illegal drugs flowing in, we know how many people are dying. 125,000 last year. They say 100. I think it's probably more like 125, maybe higher. So that's 300 to 400 Americans that die every single day from fentanyl poisoning. That's just fentanyl. 300 to 400 a day in this country dying from fentanyl poisoning. Can you imagine? Maybe higher. But they'll die today and tomorrow and the day after that. And those inside the Beltway do not care. To me, it's an act of war. It is. To me, it's an outright act of war because China is producing the product that goes to Mexico that is shipped here to poison us. I discussed this with the former president. Here's part of that. Listen. I want to ask you something about China while we're on that topic, if I may. Because China is also the source for the components that create fentanyl that's brought over our border by the cartels that are dangerously in charge of our border. How do you hold China accountable for those illegal drugs flooding in, killing what, 100,000, 125,000? How do you hold China and Mexico, I guess, both accountable for all of those Americans dying and all that poison coming into our country?
Right. They send it through the southern border. So as I said, we had the strongest border in the history of our country. I built 571 miles of wall. We were ready to install another 200 miles. That's much more than I said I was going to build. We're ready to do another 200 miles. We had Mexico giving us a fortune in soldiers. You know, I had 28,000 soldiers, Mexican soldiers. I said, I want you to give us 28,000 soldiers. And you've heard me say it before.
Yeah.
And they gave them to me because I said, if you don't give them to me, I'm going to tax the hell out of your products coming in. So they gave them. I got 28,000 soldiers. And once the wall was built, I mean, it what a difference it made. But we're going to add another 200 miles. China sends fentanyl to Mexico, and it comes through. Most of it comes through the southern border. It was slowing down tremendously under when I had it. And I met with President Xi of China. And he was all set to do it. He was going to do the death penalty in China. You know, they have a death penalty in China for drug dealers and drug manufacturers, illegal drug manufacturers. They don't have a drug problem because they have the death penalty. We don't have the death penalty. If we had the death penalty for drug dealers, you would have no drug problem, just like China, just like Singapore. You have countries that have the death penalty for drug dealers. None of them have any drug problems. Because the penalty is, you know, it's the ultimate penalty, right? None of them have any problems with drugs whatsoever. China has 1.4 billion people. Now, they have a drug problem. They make drugs, and they sell them into the United States. So my deal with him was that he was going to create the death penalty for drug dealers of fentanyl, and that was going to stop. And after that horrible, disgusting result turned out with the election, where we got millions of more votes than I did the first time. Millions. We got more votes than any sitting president ever got. After that happened, she reneged on the deal with the Biden people because they weren't going to force anything. They probably don't even know about the deal. But I had a deal with President Xi that he was going to, you know, they have a very powerful death penalty over there for drug dealers. He was going to put the fentanyl makers into that category. It would have stopped it. It would have stopped it cold. But this administration, just like they did with the Abraham Accords, just like they did with everything else, they don't follow through with anything.
Now, here's something that might surprise you. Here's something that might surprise you about my take on this. That's simply this. I'm not a death penalty supporter as a general rule. But I do have questions for you. What about death penalty for drug kingpins? What about supporting the importation of fentanyl and knowingly are putting this poison on the streets? How do you feel about that? What do you think about what he said there? Out of line? About right? Not far enough. You tell me. Look, these cartels are making piles of money, pouring poison into the veins of America. Again, 125,000, 300 or 400 more will die today in America. You'll never hear their stories, for the most part. You might hear about one kid here or there because they're a college kid and, you know, they came from a better family, if you will. But for most folks, they're just the undercurrent of America, forgotten, abandoned in alleyways and homeless camps and drug dens and never to be heard from again because they disappeared some time ago. But these are real people that are dying in real numbers on the streets of America every single day. Their stories are important. They're American stories. They're more important than people that come here illegally to dump drugs into America. All right, so, shifting gears. What about the EV crisis? You go ahead and send me that comment. Go to stevegruber.com, by the way. Send me emails. Tell me what you think. Don't forget to follow on Twitter, Instagram, Getter, and True Social, of course. And what about the EV crisis and the damage the nation is experiencing from these terrible policies of trying to convert everybody to drive EVs? Listen to this. When you come to Michigan, you were here last fall and you said the EV will be the death of General Motors and Ford. What do you say to Michigan blue-collar workers, to middle-class families that say, look, the EV thing is failing. How do we get America back on track and build again?
So do you ever have things that are so stupid that you don't believe they really are real? There has to be some sinister plot or something, right? Yeah. Well, the people pouring into our country is one. Who would allow prisoners and people from mental institutions, terrorists, to just pour into our country? You would say that's so stupid, it would never happen, but they let it happen. The EV, and I must say, there's nothing more important than what I just said. Millions of people are coming in, and they're world-class criminals. The jails are being emptied out, the mental institutions. There's nothing that's a bigger thing than that. But the EV is another one. At a smaller level, because there's nothing that's so country-threatening as what they're doing to our country with all these criminals coming in. But at a smaller level, the EV is the same thing. I say, who would be so stupid to force people to buy cars that they don't want, that don't go far, that cost too much, and that are all going to be made in China? United Auto Workers is going to be that guy, is that man that made this deal with the United States to allow this to even be talked about, is a criminal. He's going to destroy the United Auto Workers and all auto workers, whether they're United Auto Workers or whether they're auto workers. You're not going to have any cars made in this country, because with the EV mandate, they have all the materials. They have all the everything that's necessary for the batteries, everything else. We don't. They do. What we have is a thing called gasoline. We have more gasoline. We have more oil and gas than any other country. We have more under our beautiful land, and we don't use it. We're getting it now from Venezuela. Can you believe it? These things are not even possible to believe.
Not even possible to believe. I agree with him. Oil from Venezuela? Not nearly good. You saw him, if you were here yesterday, you heard me have the president of Guyana on, just totally destroy a BBC reporter who tried to question why Guyana is going to sell $150 billion worth of oil that they just discovered. Oh, I don't know, maybe because they're a country that's fairly poor. Oh, and they have the second biggest rainforest in the world, the lowest level of deforestation. You see, they're always talking about how America needs to clean up its act. Then we import oil from Venezuela that does tremendous amounts of damage to the environment. He's exactly right about all of that. Exactly right. Again, send me an email, stevegruber.com, the place to go. Send me an email. Tell me what's on your mind. I'm eager to hear from you. Make sure you follow me on all those social media platforms, Truth Social, Getter, Twitter, or X if you prefer, Instagram, wherever you might be, wherever conversations are important and you can connect with people. We are there every day. Plus, we stream all day long on Twitter. Don't miss it. I'll be back.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email D. Brownback at michamber.com. D. Brownback at michamber.com.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.